Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory in effect in our area from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. today. Snow is expected. Depending upon where you are, total snow accumulations of 2 to 5 inches. The highest amounts will be at locations that are higher, of course. Now, this is in effect for Connecticut, northern Litchfield, and southern Litchfield counties. In New York, western Greene and western Ulster counties and portions of Dutchess County. Once again, from 8 to 11 today. There should be slippery conditions, and the hazardous conditions could impact this afternoon's commute. Stories that we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Bids for the Kent Sidewalk Project are under review. In a story in the Republican American, the town of Kent received three bids for the sidewalk renovation project. Two of them were under $2 million. The first phase of the project includes sidewalks along North Main Street from the Civil War Monument to the railroad tracks, as well as on Bridge Street to the bridge crossing at the Housatonic River. The bid opening was held on Monday in the large meeting room of Kent Town Hall. The lowest bid at $1.762 million from Mather Corporation of Bloomfield. An alternate bid was also requested if the materials used were asphalt instead of concrete, and Mather provided a deduction of over $255,000. The second highest bid was from J. Lachibacho of Brookfield. That bid was $1.933 million. The alternate deduction was $163,809,000. And Mike Doherty of SLR Consulting of Cheshire serves as the project manager for the firm, read the bids after the opening and said they would be reviewed. The town is expected to select the lowest possible bidder of all the bidders. An Arlington school bus crash happened yesterday. An aide was killed and two students, a driver and state trooper, injured. An aide on the Arlington Central School District minibus was killed, and four other people, including two adult students, were hurt when the bus and a state police patrol car were involved in a crash. The bus and state police vehicle both sustained extensive damage, and the airbag in the police car deployed. Police said the crash happened at 3:12 in the afternoon on State Route 55 and South Cross Road. Out of Massachusetts, a snowmobile crash upstate New York has claimed the life of Otis resident Jack O'Brien. Family and friends are mourning the loss of the Otis man. He died Thursday after the snowmobile he was riding left a groomed trail in the region of the Western Adirondack, striking trees, according to the Lewis County Sheriff's Office. Calling hours will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Friday at Ferdian Adams Funeral Service in Westfield, with a funeral at 8:30 Saturday at the funeral home, followed by a private burial. A big event is coming up on Saturday the 12th, a local fundraiser for Ukraine. It's at the very last minute, and the needs are urgent. They hope you can join them. The fundraiser for Ukraine will be held on Saturday from 12:30 till 3 at the Rhee Institute, 1395 Boston Corner Road in Millerton, New York. It'll feature the following. Michael from Tampa Tree will prepare a typical Ukrainian stuffed cabbage dish. Jerry and Jack Paley of Herondale Farm and Jacuterie will prepare traditional barbecue with Ruchanian flair. Mary O'Brien of Chihuahua is baking. Local resident and chef Matthew Lodes is preparing a shiitake ricotta pierogi with cream fraiche and toasted walnuts. Ukrainian volunteers from Sheffield, Alicia and Jorge Zendyich, will cook a Ukrainian borscht. Robert, the owner of Le Gamin in Sharon, will prepare a special fare for them. Wine and water will be served thanks to Antonio from Le Sylvestre in Stamfordville. There'll be a silent auction for local art. Bring your checkbooks for that. You make a donation. Well, you can make a donation and not go there. They're collecting funds for Sunflower of Peace and World Central Kitchen and RASDM. Those links are on our Facebook page and also in the story on the Daily Bugle. Now, tickets for the event are $150. 100% of the proceeds go to aid Ukraine. No money is being spent on this event at all. Now, they're aware that many people may have contributed already, but it's clear there's much pain and suffering that won't abate. They're hoping you'll do two things, and that is let them know if you can come and let them know if you can't come, but make a donation to those links that I said are available at the Daily Bugle story and also on our Facebook page. You can RSVP to Andrew, LODAR, at gmail.com or call 786-282-2495. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our tri-state region, Regional Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting coming up this morning from 9 to 11 via Zoom. In Sharon, planned later on today at 5:30, a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. In North Canaan, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting scheduled for 7:30 tonight. In Falls Village tonight, the Recreation Commission regular meeting is set for 7 p.m. In Kent at 4:30 today, the ARPA Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting at 4:30, the Conservation Commission regular meeting at 7 p.m., and in Millerton, New York, the Planning Board meeting, that is set for 7 p.m. this evening. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got specials every day of the week, a tapas menu, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,632.64, the NASDAQ at 12,795.55, and the S&P 500 at 4,170.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.